It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate coming to you from 197 Circle Drive, a beautiful compound residence located just 2 miles north of Santa Fe's historic plaza right off of Bishop's Lodge Road. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I hope you will join us today for a tour of this home, which offers the best of country living, but with all the conveniences of being very close to downtown Santa Fe. So come join us right now at 197 Circle Drive off of Bishop's Lodge Road, and you'll be able to enjoy some interesting conversations that I'll be having with a variety of real estate experts, as well as tour this fabulous property. Before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to our website and check out all of the businesses who are partners of the All Things Real Estate brand and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com. www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you right to the list of these stellar New Mexico companies. I also want to invite you to join us next Sunday at 35 South Double Arrow Road, right off of Old Santa Fe Trail, for a very special remote broadcast from this terrific home that offers spectacular panoramic views. That's next Sunday, September 5th at noon, for another remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at 1260 KTRC, and my very skilled technician, Tom Miller, who is right here at 197 Circle Drive. I want to kick things off by welcoming Tommy Gardner, who is the qualifying broker and co-owner of Santa Fe Realty Partners, and Darlene Street, who is the managing broker and co-owner of Santa Fe Realty Partners, both of whom are the host of today's open house and remote broadcast.
Thank you, Ray.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Hello. Hi, Ray. Great. Thank you.
Well, before we get into a conversation about this beautiful house, Darlene, I'm actually sitting here looking out at this view, and I'm thinking, Tommy, do we want to talk about the state of the market in real estate, or do we want to talk about something else? It's up to you.
I'd rather stir at the mountains, Ray.
Okay.
But since we're on the radio.
Yes. We should maybe share some information with the listeners about the true state of the market of real estate. You know, the national media does a great job of advising us of what their perspective is as someone who has his pulse on the, or finger on the pulse of what's going on in real estate. What's your view?
Here in Santa Fe, Ray, we're in a very good market right now. However, I want to catch that a little bit. Recently, there's been some press and other articles published that the Santa Fe market is up 40% over the same time last year. And, Ray, that's true in the number of units. But I want to share with your listeners that the reason the market is up so high is that the prices have come down. Year to date, we're up about 25% over last year, mm-hmm. which is really good.
Right.
It's really good. However, that's in the number of units. If we're talking about sales volume, we're down 15%.
Mm-hmm.
So what that says to me is price your home right, and the home will sell.
Right.
So don't miss the train. The homes are moving. The momentum is there. However, if you overprice, the reason those homes are selling is because of price. You will not be able to sell your home as quickly.
And that's a good point, and that's always something that we as brokers are trying to tell our sellers about. Probably 2 or 3 years ago, it was a lot harder. My gosh, this is my house. How can you tell me that I should price it at a level that's below what I think it's valued at? I think sellers today are a little bit more savvy and realistic just because they are following the national economy. Aren't you discovering that to be the case?
Absolutely. And on top of that, we've all been able to, or I say been able, we have all experienced over the last 3 years significant downturns in the market and have weathered through. And in today's market, if you price your home right, I think you'll be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get your home moved and be able to do whatever your dreams allow or whatever you're thinking about. So the caveat here is when you hear local news that says the market's up this, the market's up that, the other side is, that's great, but the other side is price your home right, and you'll be a part of that wave and be able to move your home. If you just get one side and say, well, the housing market's up 40% over last year during this month, then you have a tendency to go, wow, maybe I can raise the price of my home
right.
and sell.
Yeah.
And so I don't want your listeners to be misled into thinking that, oh, this is phenomenal, I'll raise the price of my home.
Right.
No, catch the wave, keep your home priced right, listen to your broker,
mm-hmm.
and your home will move.
And part of it, too, is we have advised sellers over time about the fact that not only do they need to price a house correctly, but because it is a buyer's market, they need to make sure that it is in perfect move-in quality, like the house we're sitting in today at 197 Circle Drive, because with all the inventory that's out there, and it is a buyer's market, if they walk into a property and they say, well, you know, I'm going to have to put $10,000 here, $50,000 there, or whatever it is to bring this property up, hey, I've got a lot of other options. So the message to seller, price it right, but also take the time to not only stage it correctly, but also take care of issues that maybe a buyer is going to find if they have an inspection, correct?
Absolutely. And we highly recommend to home sellers to go ahead and get an inspection done prior to putting the home on the market. If you haven't done one yet, you ought to consider doing it. That will alert you to all of the repairs or minor repairs or major repairs that may need to be made
right.
so that they're not objectionable at some point in the negotiating stage or after.
Yeah, that's just good strategy because, in fact, every buyer is going to do their own inspection, particularly if the home is a little bit older, and they're going to come back with the same issues, and they're going to say, I need to negotiate the price down. So take it off the table as your message, right, Tommy?
Absolutely, and the number of homes on the market is comparable to the number of homes that were on the market last year. So which homes will sell? Those that are in good condition, have been checked out, and are priced correctly. And so it's just very important that you take care of all the issues that you possibly can
right.
Prior to a contract coming in. And the key to getting a contract coming in, of course, is the price of your home.
Right. I want to bring in Darlene Street, co-owner of Santa Fe Realty Partners. Darlene, I've been sitting here listening to Tommy talk about this. You're on the front lines as the managing broker of Santa Fe Realty Partners. You deal with these issues every single day. Of course, Tommy is right on the mark as far as the counsel to sellers. For buyers that are out there, though, what are your suggestions for them? It is a buyer's market, but what are some of the good things that buyers ought to be doing if they're going from property to property? What should they be looking for?
Well, I think buying a home to a large extent is an emotional experience. And I mean, they can be looking at asking for comps, asking for what have other homes sold for in the neighborhood. But I think the first thing is I've seen so many times that when selling houses, you can just see which house they're going to buy because a person walks in, and it's very often they always go back to that house, and it's just
right.
kind of hits them, you know. It's
sure.
just kind of that's their house. So once you've gotten to that point, then it's a matter of the value, seeing what's sold in the neighborhood at what price, and really it's more about solds than actives because anybody can list a home at any price. And so it doesn't matter too much what else is active on the market, but say going back 6 months and probably not a lot longer than 6 months because the market does change.
Right.
This market changes pretty rapidly, is to go back and see what has sold that's of a similar quality in similar repair
mm-hmm.
with similar square footage. And
right.
that's really what you need to get from your
right.
broker.
And that's it, working as a buyer with your broker to come up with a strategy, looking at the comparable, so you can come up with a pricing strategy when you actually look at a property that you've fallen in love with. Well, let's shift gears and talk about this magnificent house that we're sitting at here, 197 Circle Drive. Darlene, we're going to have a couple of times during the show to talk about the amenities, but somebody walking in today, what's the first thing that's going to hit them?
The view.
Yeah.
I suppose. It's arguably the best view in Santa Fe,
yes.
I mean, or one of, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
And the gardens, there's really extensive and beautiful gardens as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a pool, hot tub pool, and it's a little bit like a resort here.
Yeah.
if
yeah,
we
yeah.
had more time to enjoy it, it would
yeah.
be a good thing.
Exactly. Well, and the thing about this property, again, it's a four-bedroom property. It's on the house itself is over 6,000 square feet, correct?
Yes.
And you're actually on over 4 acres of land here.
Almost 4 acres, just
yeah.
under 4 acres. It goes almost from Circle Drive down to Bishop's Lodge Road, close to Bishop's Lodge Road.
Okay. And we should also mention to the listeners that not only can they come up here and tour this fabulous compound property today, but we also have another property that you're listing, Darlene, right down the street, 275 Circle Drive, which is a house that's under development, and one of our colleagues, Bob Chernick, is there. Talk a little bit about that house.
Yes, and we do. We have a house down there. It's under construction. Mm-hmm. It's just under 4,800 square feet. It's also a four-bedroom house. It's $1,995,000, mm-hmm. and it's on 3.7 acres. And there are two lots also available on either side of it.
Right.
And those are beautiful as well.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, the reality here is that sitting up here on Circle Drive, looking at the view out here, as Darlene Street said, this is one of the main draws of this property. So I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here, Geno Thompson, on All Things Real Estate. But I invite everyone to come up here to 197 Circle Drive, take a tour of this beautiful compound property. Also, you can go down to 275 Circle Drive, where one of our colleagues is sitting on this house that's being developed. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about all things Circle Drive, as well as other issues associated with real estate. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
I want to change some things. I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life, education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have a terrific 2,400-square-foot property for sale in the community of Aldea. This three-bedroom, two-bath home features high ceilings, beautiful plaster walls, a cook's kitchen, fabulous mountain views, and a tremendous price of only
$449,000. Now, here's your host, associate broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 197 Circle Drive, this beautiful compound residence, which is right off of Bishop's Lodge Road. Just take Bishop's Lodge Road north from downtown Santa Fe. It's only about 2 minutes up the hill. Make a left-hand turn on Circle Drive. Follow the real estate signs right to 197. In the last segment, I was talking to Tommy Gardner, who is a qualifying broker and co-owner of Santa Fe Realty Partners, about the state of the market. Tommy, you've got some thoughts, suggestions for buyers about their own activity in this current market.
I do, Ray. These times are disconcerting to many buyers because of the mixed messages that come from the media and various sources, all the way from depression to double dip to you better buy now or else. And I just want to say that our market is in good condition here in Santa Fe. And even if the real estate market were to take a downturn, it would be slight. With interest rates as low as they are at the present time, and with the inventory of choice homes available to any home buyer, I think that now is the time to make your move to buy that dream home, that perfect home, at the lowest possible price for the most quality.
Yeah.
And even though the market may turn down a little bit more, trying to catch this little extra edge can cost a lot in quality and dollars.
Well, and as we pointed out on the show before, and actually Andrew Hoffman, our advisor to All Things Real Estate, has articulated on more than one occasion, we have actually seen an increase in closing costs that are only going to continue to go up over the next couple of months, and the FHA is actually talking about raising the costs associated with their role in the transaction process. So Tommy Gardner's message, moderate prices, high inventory, and low interest rates right now is not going to be around for another 2, 3, 4 months, is it, Tommy?
Well, at least within, say, the first quarter of next year, I think the complexion will change.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that if you want to make that premier buy, mm-hmm. now is the time to really do it. And I know there's mixed messages, and we've had many buyers that we've had to counsel because of their fear of, well, is this really the right time to buy? Are we at the bottom? Are, you know, And if you add quality, price, and market timing,
right,
I would say we're as close to a bottom as you could ever be.
Yeah. So now's the time. That's the message. Take that to the bank. Tommy Gardner, qualifying broker and co-owner of Santa Fe Realty Partners. Thank you for your commentary, as always, Tommy.
You're welcome. Pleasure, Ray.
Okay. I tell you what, I want to remind you that my friends at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphic solutions company, really is the only place you need to go if you have any type of sign or graphics needs. That would include production as well as wide format digital printing with delivery and installation anywhere that you need it. Again, stop by and see my friend Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive, or call them at 474-3551. That's 474-3551, and let Fast Signs find solutions to all of your graphic needs. Now, earlier this week, I had the opportunity to speak with Stephen Etri, who is the co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, regarding his 25th anniversary fall sale that he's staging this October. Let's take a listen to what Stephen had to share with me.
I'd like to welcome Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, a locally owned and well-known institution in Santa Fe with more than 28 years of experience offering quality antiques, furniture, art, as well as estate sale and art appraisal services. Today, Stephen is going to share his thoughts on his upcoming October and annual fall sale. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Hey, thanks, Ray. It's great to be here with you.
Well, you know, you've really honored us because you have asked All Things Real Estate to be at one of the days of your weekend sale in the fall, and we will actually be doing a remote broadcast from the gallery in October. But for the listeners, let's talk a little bit about what they can expect for that weekend annual sale.
Absolutely. Well, first, I want to thank you for taking it on. It's the first time we've ever done such a remote, so we're quite excited about it. So thank you.
We are, too.
This will be our 25th annual fall sale here in Santa Fe. We, in the past, we have actually closed the business down in order to prepare for the sales. These days, we have over the 28 years of doing business and 25 years of sales. We've fine-tuned it such that we're able to stay open so that our customers can come in all the way up until 5 o'clock on Friday and check out what we have, and everything in the store will go on sale. The majority of the items will be at least 30% off.
Okay.
Many more items will be 40, 50% off. Mm-hmm. We even have 60% off. It just depends on how long the items have been with us and what we've been able to work out with our consigners.
Right.
But we really, this is a way of giving back to our customers. It's a fun time. It's a great weekend. And people really enjoy it. And they really enjoy all the discounted prices on some really fabulous furnishings.
I've heard from some of my friends and fellow brokers who have actually gone to it that people sometimes line up at the door.
They do, absolutely. You know, in years past, and we're hoping this year will be true to that, we've had people lined up at the door all the way out to Cirrus Road.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
That's fabulous.
And everybody has a smile on their face. Everybody's having a good time.
Uh-huh.
We try to make it. It's not sharp elbows and pushing and pulling. It's a fun time.
Right. So, again, this is going to be the middle of October, I believe.
Yeah, it's going to be the third weekend of October.
Third weekend of October.
Yeah.
So it's a Saturday and a Sunday.
Yes.
We'll be doing the remote broadcast on Sunday. And you expect big crowds, and obviously you'll be doing some advertising and promotion before that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Sure.
So please visit Stephen's A Consignment Gallery and let his associates know that you heard him on All Things Real Estate today.
Okay, welcome back live here to All Things Real Estate. Again, I want to invite you to come on down to 197 Circle Drive, which is right off of Bishop's Lodge Road. Just take that north up and make a left-hand turn on the Circle Drive. You know what, Gino Thompson, we've reached that point in the show when it's time once again for our Legal Minute, brought to us by the law firm Assure Yost & Patterson. Today, attorney Rachel Winston offers some counsel regarding easements. Now, homes on Santa Fe's north side, such as Circle Drive, feature classical New Mexico architecture and beautiful mountain views. These north side properties also often have easements providing for shared driveways, parking, footpaths, and other uses. Simply put, an easement is a right, privilege, or interest that one party has in the land of another. Alas, easements seldom get the respect they deserve. Most consist of a notation on a survey or deed without any explanation of who is intended to benefit from the easement, whether a proposed use of the easement is allowed, or even precisely where the easement is located on the property. If you're purchasing property that depends upon an easement for access, you will want to make certain that easement meets all of the legal requirements ensuring access to and from the property. Similarly, if you're buying land that has easement running across it, you'll want to understand how to make use of the easement and for what purposes. Here are a few things to look at in case you're considering the purchase of property which is subject to an easement. Number one, make sure that all existing easements appear on the property boundary survey. Number two, is there a separate easement document that describes the terms of the easement in detail? A clearly detailed easement agreement outlining the respective privileges and obligations of the relevant property owners can help avoid costly litigation in the event of a dispute. Number three, does the easement identify the property on which it lies as well as the location and boundaries of that easement? If not, the easement is probably invalid. Number four, does the easement identify the property or party intended to benefit from the existence of the actual easement? If not, that easement may be legally unenforceable. And number five, is the purpose of the easement stated, such as entrance and exit, parking, underground or above ground utilities, etc.? If the easement does not list the purpose for which it is intended, it may be legally unenforceable. These are just a few of the questions that you need to ask when examining easements, whether they're benefiting or burdening a property. For that reason, we recommend that you work with an attorney when reviewing easement information provided to you by the seller during the buyer's due diligence period. Doing so will help you identify and resolve problems before you reach the closing table and hopefully avoid potentially costly litigation in the future. I want to thank Attorney Rachel Winston of the Shore Yost & Patterson Law Firm for offering us some very good counsel in this week's Legal Minute. If you have your own legal questions, you can contact Rachel at the law firm at 989-7500. That's 989-7500. You know, Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about all the beautiful attributes here at 197 Circle Drive. I invite you to join us today for the remote broadcast. Just drive up north on Bishop's Lodge Road, make a left on Circle Drive, and come on down to 197. We'll be back in a minute.
Your host, associate broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I'm sitting on a beautiful outdoor portal, veranda, whatever you want to call it, looking out at the mountains here at 197 Circle Drive, which is right off of Bishop's Lodge Road. Just take that road north towards, just come on up as if you're going down to Bishop's Lodge and then make a left-hand turn on Circle Drive and follow the real estate signs to 197. I also want to, again, invite you to join us next Sunday at 35 South Double Arrow Road off of Old Santa Fe Trail for a very special remote broadcast from this terrific home that offers spectacular panoramic views and custom finishes. We'll have guest interviews, tours of this terrific home, and offer some Labor Day weekend refreshments. That's next Sunday, September 5th at noon for another remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate from 35 South Double Arrow Road. I now want to welcome Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design to the program. Annie offers a wide range of professional interior design services to her clients, and today is going to offer not only her thoughts on the finishes and the attributes here of 197 Circle Drive, but also some commentary on general interior design issues. Hi, Annie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ray.
We usually do this in a tape format where I get in the studio, we call you, we get you on tape because you're a very busy lady and you're often out of town on the weekends. But today, you're going to be here because actually, for a number of reasons, but not the least of which is you're very good friends with Darlene Street and Tommy Gardner, right?
Correct.
Well, Annie, you know, before we get into the actual attributes of this property from your eyes as a professional interior designer, again, you are a professional that's involved in the real estate market as an interior designer. I want to get your sort of impressions about where we are in the market today, particularly on one thing that came up last weekend when I was doing a remote broadcast from the Grand Hacienda winner of the 2010 Parade of Homes tour, and that is that there are so many properties now that are being remodeled and renovated. Are you seeing that in your trade?
Yes, I am. We just completed a 3,000-square-foot addition to a home in Las Campanas. We just completed it about 2 weeks ago, actually. And that was probably the house was about 5 years old, and it was a couple from Dallas. And I'm finding a lot of people are planning on retiring here, so they're buying a home. They're then really with between the time that they buy the home and they decide to retire, they're making that home exactly what they want the home to be. This particular couple has an extensive art collection, so the art walls, the gallery, a media room, things like that that they felt that they didn't have in their, you know, the existing home, they added on, and it's beautiful. It's like I said, we just installed it. We've been working on the furniture package and the finished package for about 2 years, so it's always exciting at the end to see everything come together, especially for us when we're able to do the finishes on a house and do the furnishings in a house. You really have a continuity that you don't always have if you're sort of doing one or the other or coming in at the end.
Last Sunday, I was interviewing Sharon Woods, who not only was the owner of the property that we were doing the show from, which was the Grand Hacienda Winner, but she's also the founder of Woods Design Builders. And we talked about the fact that from her side of the aisle, they're seeing many more renovations and remodeling jobs going on. And it's sort of a statement about where the economy is rather than perhaps building a new house, working with her. They're being hired to go in and actually work on a remodel. Are you actually finding that you're working more with builders on that kind of activity
yes.
as well?
Yes, I am. I mean, it's mixed for me, but we're also working with a young couple on a house that's on San Mateo that they love because it's in town. They have two small kids, and they love a lot of things about the lot and where the house is, and they're planning on completely remodeling that house and adding about 4,000 square feet onto it and adding a pool and really making it a family compound. And, you know, where we're really getting involved is that people no longer are just sort of arbitrarily saying, let's do this, it sounds like a great idea, we have the money to do it. They really want to know what their budget is, how much things cost, and they really are planning for their future and really budgeting things now. So there's much more of a conscientious approach to remodeling, additions, new work.
And have you discovered, because you've been in the business of interior design for a few years, have you discovered that your philosophy, your mission statement as an interior designer has changed because of the change in the economy and because of things like remodeling becoming more prevalent?
Yes, I think people have gotten a lot more grounded on what they're doing and really wanting to understand why they're making decisions, and they're much more thoughtful and much more engaged and more involved in the process.
Uh-huh.
Whereas before, maybe the designer would come in, we would come in and, you know, present things that we thought were great, not necessarily pricing things, just this is what we think aesthetically would look great. And now we're really going down that road much deeper into the process.
And you think that that's because of the state of the economy and people are just watching their dollars more and they want to be more involved in the process?
I think so. Yeah. They really want to understand what it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
And they still want beautiful things, and they're willing to pay for them, but they need to have an understanding. So a lot of what we do is education,
mm-hmm.
Because sometimes they do get budgets from they get budgets and they're really low, and they don't really know that they're really low. So one of the things that we do is we take the budget and really understand, what does this mean to me? What does this mean for my countertops? What does this mean for my flooring?
Mm-hmm.
What can I get for this budget?
Uh-huh.
Is it realistic?
Uh-huh.
And we really can help with that because that's what we do. We understand what the finishes are, what's new in the market, how much things cost, where are the sources. So those are, you know, that's our field.
And Annie, what are you seeing as far as, you've talked about this on previous shows, but what do you see are some of the trends of 2010 and going down the road over the next 2 or 3 years as far as interior design issues that are important to consumers?
I think that there's so much more available.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. I think there's more more sourcing, more items that used to be available only to the trade that are becoming more available to the public.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the in Santa Fe I'm seeing much more contemporary finishes, but the trend that I see with my clients is that even if the architecture has a contemporary feeling, they really want it to be anchored in Santa Fe. They want to know that they're here, so they don't want to necessarily take it that far. So it's really that blend and that mix of contemporary finishes with really warm and really warm finishes at the same time in colors.
Is there anything going on in the marketplace that would actually suggest to you that contemporary approach is becoming more vogue with consumers? I mean, is there anything to point to, or is it just sort of secular that
well,
these things come and go?
Well, I think if you even look at the houses that were on the Parade of Homes, you know, the mix of the really contemporary homes, there's just more of a mix of that. I think there's something now that's really appealing in Santa Fe to all different aesthetics. If you want the more traditional or if you want the real contemporary house, I think you can have both. I think we're seeing both of those styles more and more in Santa Fe.
Well, I tell you what, I want to shift gears. Thank you. That's sort of Annie O'Carroll interior design philosophy. But now I want to shift gears, Annie and Darlene Street, managing broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners and listing broker here at 197 Circle Drive, has joined us again. But between the two of you, I want to, first of all, Annie, you're very good friends with Darlene, so we'll get that out there. So you're not just saying nice about this property because you're a good friend. You're going to say nice about this property because you really do like it. Let's talk from your eyes as an interior designer about 197 Circle Drive.
Well, one of the things that Darlene touched on in the earlier segment that I completely agree with and I talk about it all the time is that when you walk into a house, you immediately have a feeling about that space.
Right.
It's an emotional hit, and it's not something that you can always put into words. It's like, oh, my gosh, I feel really good in this space. And then you start breaking it down a little bit as to, you know, what makes sense in the space or why do I feel that way. I mean, one of the things that really hits me in this house is that the scale of the rooms and the materials that are used, because they do have a lot of traditional materials, but in the way in which they're used just has a really nice, intimate feeling. And the space is, and the house is quite large.
Right.
But you still have a sense of an intimacy in this house. And it is move-in ready. I mean, the gardens are beautiful. The mix of materials, the stone and the wood and the vigas and cove ceiling. And
right.
It has everything that really comes together in a very harmonious, balanced sort of way, to my eye.
Before we take a break here, I've got about 3 minutes before I have to do that. Darlene Street, managing broker of Santa Fe Realty Partners and the listing broker here at 197 Circle Drive. Annie, you've worked with Annie with other clients, other people who have purchased properties. How's it been? I'm doing a little bit more warm and fuzzy now. How's it been working with Annie with other clients in other houses?
Well, it's always great working with Annie because Annie is really so creative and has such great ideas and really has such a great design sense that's very clean and simple but very elegant, not really too overdone. And, of course, we're friends, so I think she has a great personality. And that's, you know, really good for working with people and being flexible and listening and getting them what they want.
And that's a key word, listening, too. And I assume that in Annie's business that's critical because if you're not hearing what the client's saying to you and you produce this, they're not going to be happy at the end of the day, right?
Right. It is their home.
Yeah.
They have to love their home. And our business, just like real estate business, is referral-based. If someone isn't 100% happy with my work, they won't refer me. And since my work is referral and I've been here for a long time, I think that it's critical.
Well, here's a love fest kind of thing. Darlene Street has a couple of lots that are here on Circle Drive. I want to talk about those for a moment. But I'm looking at the two of you. Listeners out there, you can come up here and Darlene can write a contract with you for the purchase of a lot. You can build a house and then hire Annie O'Carroll to do the interior design. I mean, you don't have to go any further than 197 Circle Drive today to have everything done because we can actually get a builder to come over here and pull me
in. I'm sure we could.
Anyway, talk for a minute, Darlene, about the two lots that you have here on Circle Drive.
Well, actually, and the lots are owned by a builder, Bob Parker. And there's two lots. There's one right next to this home, and that's 795,000 and 7 acres. And then there's one, then there's the home under construction that you need to go down and see Bob Chernock down there.
Right, that's 275.
275
right?
Circle Drive.
Right.
If you go past this house on the right, you'll see It still has a gray coat, doesn't have the stucco color on the outside yet, but that's a great opportunity with great views to do your own thing. You know, a lot, some of the finishes are in, but there's still some choice. And then you go past that, and there's a nine-acre lot for $750,000 that is also owned by the builder, Bob Parker.
Uh-huh.
And again, if they wanted to work with Bob, that would be great, but in any case, Annie could help
sure.
with the interior and some of the design.
Absolutely. So, and again, that nine-acre lot is how much again?
$750,000.
Which, that's a heck of a price considering the view alone is worth $1 million, I think. I mean, literally.
Yeah, so maybe we should raise the
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to imply that. But the message for anyone who's out there listening is that it's a heck of a bargain. All you
it
have
is.
To do is just drive up here today, take a tour of 197 Circle Drive, and then go down to 275, as Darlene mentioned, where Bob Chernick is sitting. You can see that house. You can see the lots. But this is a really spectacular, very prestigious street, and it can be yours as a place to live forever, and you can have Annie O'Carroll do the interior design of the house that you build, that Bob Parker built. I mean, we've got it all here today. I tell you what, in the last minute, Annie, I wanted to give you a chance before we take a break to sort of give some concluding thoughts for this segment about this property. We have a lot of people that are here touring it today. What do you think they're thinking as they're walking around?
That you could move in and never leave the house because it really does feel like a resort.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about the walking paths and the swimming pool and the hot tub and the guest house and the gardens, and you really want to stay here and not leave. And you're, you know, 3 minutes from Santa Fe, from downtown. So to me, it has everything that you could possibly want.
Right.
It's so beautiful today just sitting out here.
Yep.
Speaking to you, so.
Well, and it's a delight to have you again. Most of the time we do it on a taped deal, but it's a delight to have Annie O'Carroll with us live here on All Things Real Estate. And if you want to contact Annie, go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Then go right to the Annie O'Carroll logo on the radio show webpage. I tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Darlene Street and Annie O'Carroll in the last segment about this beautiful property.
ERC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 197 Circle Drive. Just take Bishop's Lodge Road north, come on up and make a left on Circle Drive. You'll see the Santa Fe Realty Partner Realty open house signs, and come on down to 197. We're having people take a tour of this beautiful compound residence today, and we invite you to stop on by. I'm sitting here with Darlene Street, who is the managing broker and co-owner of Santa Fe Realty Partners and actually the listing broker for 197 Circle Drive, and Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. Ladies, we were talking in the last segment about, well, the state of the market, how people, buyers, sellers can work with an interior designer when they buy a house, when they sell a house, some of the general things. But let's go back to this beautiful property and close the show out over the next 5 or 6 minutes. About room by room, some of the features of it. Annie, you first. You've seen this house many times, but you just took another walkthrough. Again, in the kitchen, master bedroom. We have 6,000 square feet, so we can spend a couple of weeks talking about it, but we've got 5 minutes, so
mm-hmm. You've
got 5 minutes.
Well, I think, the kitchen is a gourmet kitchen, and it's completely state-of-the-art, and what I like about it is the plan when you walk in is the kitchen and living room and dining, and even though they're open to each other, it's still, and that you see all the views from all of the spaces. I mean, the way the house is designed is really very thought out, and you just have a really good feeling in it, and it has a really nice balance to it. And I know that Darlene is really studied feng shui, and you see it in the house because the house feels that way. It feels very harmonious, very balanced, and I think when you walk into that space, you feel that. Her use of color in the space and materials really come through.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I commented or thought about, Darlene, when I was walking through it is that even with 6,000 square feet, you've done a great job of making the house feel very intimate. It feels warm. Sometimes 6,000 square feet can sound cavernous to some people, but it's very, very close and warm and friendly here for living. But that was part of your concept from the beginning, I assume, right?
Yeah, I suppose it helps, too, that I've traveled a lot and spent a lot of time in Asia and have a lot of sort of Asian antiques and things around the house, and that kind of probably warms it up and makes maybe the spaces feel more intimate. But this property is also a lot about the outside, mm-hmm. and the gardens are really extensive, and it's beautiful just to walk around. I often just walk around and can take a moment of peace just looking at the gardens, and every little piece is different. And then we have almost 3/4 of a mile of walking trails.
Wow.
That goes almost down to Bishop's Lodge and back up. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really nice feature.
And a lap pool right out here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The pool is great. Pool with a view.
Yeah. That's an unbelievable view. Yeah. I mean, you can, Tommy Gardner rolled up the top of the lap pool. And so I invite everyone to bring your bathing suit today, darling. Is that all right?
That's really.
Maybe not.
And we own this house. So I don't know if we really mentioned
that. We haven't mentioned
Tommy
that yet, but I was saving that for the last part of this
as the
broker owner. No, but that's okay. No, you basically were in the last segment of the show. So living here in this magnificent setting has been a real joy for you, hasn't it, Darlene?
It has. Yeah, it's a real retreat, and it does feel like it's out in the country. Yet, as Annie said, it's 2 or 3 minutes to the plaza. I mean, it's really walking distance. It would maybe take 20 minutes, but someone could walk from here easily.
Yeah. Where do you and Tommy find that you spend most of your time here at the house?
We spend a lot of time on the main level. Mm-hmm. There's the bedroom, living room, dining room, kitchen on the main level. And I like, on the upper level, there's a whole sort of bedroom suite, and I like that because it's really contained, and then there's a whole lower level for guests.
Mm-hmm.
So there's good separation when we have guests, which we have quite a, I think, like most people in Santa Fe,
right.
We have a
Everybody
lot of visitors.
Wants to come here. Yeah.
Everybody wants to come visit.
Yeah.
And we've really got great private areas for guests, mm-hmm. or children.
And I walked out, and you've created, is that guest house sort of your office area?
Office/workout area. We have, you know, workout equipment in there, and Tommy uses it very often as an office,
mm-hmm.
and I do occasionally, but not as much.
Well, the square footage of that is the size of a lot of people's primary homes here in Santa Fe. It's a nice size adjacent property.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is just a very special property with mm-hmm. the views and the amount of just outdoor area. It's
mm-hmm.
very unusual.
And the neighbors around here, they seem to be very warm and embracing and enjoy the same kind of view and lifestyle being outside. That seems to be something that I'm noticing from a lot of people that live here.
Right? I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the appeals of up here. The lots do tend to be a little bit larger up
mm-hmm.
here. So people on Circle Drive have a little more outdoor space.
Mm-hmm.
And it just maybe a little more the nature's just all around with the views, you know. We look at the sangres and we look at the sunsets with the hemas. We get gorgeous sunsets as
mm-hmm,
well.
Mm-hmm. Great place for entertaining. Annie O'Carroll is an interior designer. A house like this is made for having lots of people here. You don't own a house like this unless you're planning on either having lots of guests or lots of parties, right?
Probably entertaining. Guests. But, you know, again, because the spaces have such an intimate feeling, I think that they're very usable. Even if you were a couple that owned this home, I think you'd really find yourself, you know, using, maybe repurposing the rooms, using one for an exercise room. People seem to have offices now for sure, sometimes 2 offices in a home. I'm finding that my clients are working remotely in Santa Fe with computers, and there's just, you don't have to necessarily be in a city anymore, that people are starting to really decide where they want to live and being able to do their work from those spaces.
Right.
So this is perfect. You could have 2 offices, no problem here. And
well, one of the things you were talking about before, and Darlene, you alluded to, and what I've noticed walking around, is that the layout of the house invites people to sort of be off on their own if they want to. But sometimes you think of 6,000 square feet, you just think of one big open sort of space, but with all the stairs and nooks and crannies you have here, one could get lost in this property if they didn't know, have a sort of a roadmap of where they're going. But importantly is that you could come out here on this portal, be by yourself, and someone could be in a totally different part of the house and away and doing their own thing. Do you find that?
Yes, and that's a really good point, and that's true, and we actually do that quite a bit. We work together. We're together all the time. And
right.
So it is nice to have some space sometimes.
Yeah.
And Tommy can often be out working or doing something in the guest house, and I can be here where we're doing the radio show under the cabana by the pool, which is nice and shaded, and or you know, there's lots of places for a good separation in this house.
Mm-hmm. Well, Annie O'Carroll, we're about 2 minutes away from the end of the show. Last thoughts about 197 Circle Drive. Is there a reason why people shouldn't come up here today?
Why they should not come
That's
up?
Right.
I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to come up here today. It's a beautiful day. We're sitting outside in the cabana. We're looking at these beautiful views and gardens, and I don't think there's any place that is more peaceful and that I'd rather be.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is only open until 2 o'clock, and we don't intend to do another open house, so if someone is interested, they should come up, or they can always call me, and my cell phone's 920-8001 for a private tour
mm-hmm.
of this or the house. And I should mention the house down the street is a Rostra construction, which
mm-hmm.
has really great insulating qualities as well.
That's the 275 Circle Drive that's being built, correct?
Yes, and that's open a little bit later. That's
right.
Up until, I think, 2:30 or 3, and
uh-huh.
Bob Chernock is down there.
And again, Darlene, about the last minute we've got here, closing thoughts for the listeners about why you've enjoyed living here at 197 Circle Drive.
Well, I just enjoy the indoor and outdoor feeling of it and the way that you can sit inside and feel like you're outside, or sit outside and just enjoy the gardens and just all the space around the house,
mm-hmm.
which is large.
It really is. And, again, besides 197 Circle Drive, again, people can come up today, go to 275 Circle Drive, and also take a look at these two lots that are adjacent to this property. And if you're interested, again, in anything and you can't make it up today and you want to see this property, call Darlene Street. And, again, your phone number, Darlene?
920-8001.
Excellent. That's the best way to get a hold of her. Well, I want to encourage everyone to come up today to 197 Circle Drive and tour this fabulous compound property. Thank you, Darlene Street of Santa Fe Realty Partners, as well as Tommy Gardner, who's out working the crowds, I think, for letting us broadcast the show from this lovely home. Also, thank you, Annie O'Carroll, for offering some very useful interior design commentary today. Look forward to having you back on the show soon.
Thanks, Ray.
Okay. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, Tom Miller, right over there on the outside patio area, my technician, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine program today. Thank you for tuning into the show today, and please know that I would be more than happy to help you with your own real estate issues. So call me at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.